Well, this morning we're going to talk about one of the two seasons in Iowa. You know they have two seasons here in Iowa. We have winter and road construction. And we're right in the middle of the road construction season now, and folks in Atlantic are very familiar with that. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Scott Suhr, who is with the District Transportation Office here in Atlantic. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we kind of joke about road construction season. It's obviously very important because there's so much damage in the other seasons done to the roadways and things. And, you know, concrete only lasts so long, and then you have to make projects happen. And the 7th Street project has been going on now for quite a little bit of time. How are they doing?
Actually made some pretty good progress last week. They were able to complete the taper on the west end of the project, and then they poured a couple intersections and completed some sidewalk. And then the plans for this week, and they're currently paving right now from Cherry to through Plum, and that's the north 25-foot section, which is also the eastbound and center turn lane. And then once they get completed with that and it gets cured out, they'll turn the paver around and do the west or the eastbound lanes. And so in the meantime, while they're waiting for it to cure out, they're going to be working on some more sidewalks and driveways along the project. So the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very critical as far as the project goes. And we're hoping that sometime in the next 3 weeks that they'll be able to open up Plum Street into Orchelands and then basically complete the east side of the project with the removals and grading and paving.
Yeah, because I know that east barricade that folks look at is not as far as it should be when you get to that part of the project. There was a compromise made there, so there's more to be done there.
Right. The original plans called for having the barricade, the hard closure is what we call it, basically east of there in the neighborhood of RT Motors and Burger King, in order to do the sanitary work at Plum Street, which was one of the first things that had to be done with the project. We had to close Plum Street, so in order to keep traffic going into Orchelands and maintain an access, we actually moved the barricade further to the west to open up that east driveway at Orchelands.
And I know it's difficult sometimes for folks, just the the average bystander, to watch something and to not understand exactly how it's all pieced together, because it's not like you start on one side and just roll out carpet, and you're working your way across to the opposite end. There are things that are being done more than just digging up Old Street and laying concrete. We kind of talked about some of the other work that's being done. This is a very comprehensive project that's going to be done in some ways in pieces, so it may not look to the average person out there that they're making a lot of progress at certain times.
Well, there is a lot of things that have gone on that you don't typically see. For example, like the intakes that were built along the intersections, that was work that was done early on. There was also some relocation of utilities that had to be done prior to the project. We also have basically removed pavement, completed some grading work, and then had to trim that grade, and then we also incorporated subdrain underneath the roadway to help get the water out from underneath the pavement into the sanitary sewers, or not sanitary sewers, storm sewers. Mm-hmm. And then we've also, had to place rock, which is roughly about a foot thick, and then trim that rock grade to accommodate the pavement. And then before the pavement, of course, they have to put in the CD baskets, which is the joints that you see every 20 feet in the roadway, and then also the centerline steel that basically ties the two slabs together. And then there's some curb and gutter work that also goes on, and then we've also got some work where we've got to, repave some driveways and also do some sidewalk.
Well, 7th Street, of course, is very important to the community of Atlantic for obvious reasons, with the businesses and residences and what have you, people getting from point to point. But, the detours have been set up. I think they've been working fairly well. I know some folks find their own detours here and there, but I think it's been going fairly well. Folks have been good about taking turns at stop signs. The traffic's been a little heavier in some places where it's not, all those kinds of things, and that's all been great. But, there's that date staring at us a few weeks down the stretch here, and you're very aware of it, and so are all the contractors. It's the start of school, and that changes everything too. How are they going along? Do you feel like enough progress has been made that we can, you can't forecast for rain from here to there, but if we get decent weather, will we have a fighting chance there?
It doesn't look like the roadway will be open by the time school starts. The rain has kind of held us back in some areas, and then also some unforeseen things along the way that we've had to deal with, and so really we're not looking at the 24th as being an open date. We're probably going to be a couple weeks beyond that. But like I said, the contractors are working out there, and they're trying to get as much done as they can. And you know, they're while they're waiting for the concrete to cure on the main line, they're also going to be working on sidewalks and driveways and those type of things to kind of help speed the process up.
Sure. Yeah, some things you can't do anything about. You can't make it dry any quicker. So
right. And we had an issue between Cherry and Plum, where we'd have it graded and we'd get some rain and it'd be a slop hole. And then we'd actually have to, disc it back up, let it air out, try to roll it back down, and we just couldn't get the compaction we were after. So we basically ended up having to core that area out, bring in new suitable material, lay that down, roll it in before we could even place the rock. So it should be a better situation for the project. It should be a more stable grade, which is what we're after, so that we don't have to, a few years down the road, have to replace that pavement.
Yeah.
So we want to, while we're in there, we want to try to make sure that we're putting quality material in so that, it'll last longer.
Yeah, in some cases, the weather conditions have forced you to maybe do it once, maybe do it over, and then try to a different solution, too. Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, and we've actually had a situation a couple weeks ago where we were paving and a rain shower came in and we weren't able to get all the pavement covered in time, and we actually had to remove and replace 60 foot of pavement. So Mother Nature has not been kind, but we've been trying to get as much done as we can.
Not always. It's either been too wet or so doggone hot, it makes it difficult to get things done in a timely fashion, too.
Right.
Well, I know they're doing the best they can, and they're very aware. The contractors, as I said, are very aware of the dates and things, and they want to try to make this as easy as possible. But when it comes time, will there be partial openings, or is it just going to wait until everything's done?
We've actually discussed that, but the issue there becomes, how do you get rock trucks and dirt trucks and concrete trucks in amongst people and vehicles, and it just slows down the process. So the plan is to once they get the west side done, is open up Plum Street so that people can get into Orsland, and then keep it closed until the project's complete.
Okay. It'll speed things along a little quicker that way.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, in addition to the 7th Street project, which is, of course, important here, there's also one that's just getting started in Audubon County. There's a lot of resurfacing going on Highway 71, and that's a project folks should be aware of.
Right. They started actually Monday with working on the bridge just into Audubon County. They're basically retrofitting the wing walls of the bridge, and they're going to be putting on guardrail, which meets the new standard as far as crash standard. And then once that's complete, then they'll begin doing some patching along 71. So you'll see a pilot car and flaggers for the duration of the patching. And then once the patching is complete, then it calls for a cold-in-place recycling, which basically grinds up the pavement that's there, injects it with foamed asphalt, and then lays it back down, and that'll serve as the base, and then there'll be two lifts of asphalt that go on top of that.
Excellent. How long will that project take?
I don't know the working days off the top of my head. I would probably guess that project will take somewhere between 6 weeks and 2 months.
Okay, very good. And again, there's no detour there. It's just going to be handled with local traffic, pilot cars, what have you.
Right, and so we want to remind motorists that travel US 71, and I'm one of them, that you want to make sure you allow yourself a little more time in the morning and be patient in the evening, because they'll be out there working.
Yeah, and obviously when there's a rush of cars at the rush hours, people going home, people going to work, those types of things, that's when it's going to get a little hectic.
So. Right.
Very good. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope we get some plenty good weather here so we can speed all these projects along. I know everybody's antsy to get back to what they consider normal again.
Right. And the contractor has 59 working days on this project, and it's their benefit too to try to get done as soon as possible, because if they go over that 59 days of working days, then they start having to deal with liquidated damages, which is money out of their pocket. So it's in their best interest also to keep moving as quickly as they can.
Yep, losing money on one while you're not able to make money on a new project, it doesn't work very well for them, does it?
Correct.
All right, Scott Seward. Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Keep us updated.
You bet. Will do.